to Texas? Don't.
We were in the front row, so, you know, we enjoyed it and everything, but, like, the game even slowed down. Like, it slowed down a lot due to the snow.
The driving today was terrible. It was wet everywhere. My car slipped around the road everywhere. You know, just really bad conditions out there.
You're frustrated, but you can't do nothing about it. It's Mother Nature, you know, so you just have to deal with it.
Ah, Mother Nature was in full swing. Sleet, ice, deep freeze, lots and lots of snow. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Did you have the snowblower out? Were you perhaps trying to pull down some tree branches? Or maybe you were out there with a shovel. Maybe you couldn't get into your car. I know a lot of people that had a hard time trying to de-ice their cars that were frozen over. When we have to be creative, we can be creative, can't we? Saw also a lot of people that had cardboard over their windshields to try to stop them from getting frozen, and that's why they put them there with all the sleet and everything else that was coming down. So you might be having a tough time in this winter wonderland that has hit giant swaths of the country, without a doubt. People are skidding off of roads. That's the worst, and trying to get their cars back on the roads. They're stuck in traffic for sometimes hours upon hours, and the blast has hit a big chunk of the U.S. So knocking out power, stranding travelers. This is the time of year, my friends, where if you have no patience, oh my, you must hate anything that looks like snow or sleet. It's just that bad. One of the places that got hit pretty badly in the Midwest was Interstate 43, and Interstate 43, it just was about 50 cars or so. There was one of those pileups, and dangerous sheets of ice. Somebody, it triggers that reaction. Somebody hits somebody else, slams into them, and before you know it, you're trying to untangle all the cars. They had the same thing, a fatal chain reaction crash, about 50 cars or more, same thing. And this was people going on to the Pennsylvania Turnpike on Sunday afternoon. There was somebody that, sadly, was in a minor accident. This is one thing you don't want to do, especially when you can't see very well. They were in some kind of a minor fender bender deal. The guy got out of his car, and he was hit by another car and killed. It's because, you know, people can't see. And then you had another one in Wisconsin where you had a semi tractor trailer in a car that tangled, and unfortunately with the rollover, the one driver didn't survive, and this was that Interstate 43 crash. So all kinds of brutal things happening to people and when they're out there in the elements. And you know, in Texas they were telling people and ticketing people in small towns if they went on the roads. They're just saying basically it's closed because it was such a hindrance when people were on the roadways. It really was. And a lot of events were canceled. A lot of people are seeing this. We're seeing this over the weekend. There's a big marathon that was shut down, parades and all this other stuff. And it wasn't just Texas. It was some of those other places I was mentioning in the Midwest, power outages in the East Coast, the same thing. So if you're listening to us and you're walking around in flip-flops and shorts, lucky, lucky you, because we're not feeling it in the rest of the U.S. Couple of inches of snow, and when you have temperatures well below freezing, you're feeling it. You're feeling it when it's 6 degrees or when it's 15 degrees or even when it's 20-some degrees. In Philly and New York and D.C. and Baltimore, this was the first major snow of the season because, of course, there could be other snow that happens, but with the rain overnight, it could be kind of messy. It's raining in some places. You get that freezing rain. Then you have the ice, and it creates those conditions that are worse. It's one thing to drive on snow. It's another thing to drive on ice, and the ice has really gripped, frozen over a big, big, big chunk of the U.S., like I said. And I know because our satellite facility is in Dallas, and it's been a rough weekend for a lot of people where deliveries aren't being made and power, like I said, is out in many cases, even though a lot of it's being restored. And the trees, frankly, are just drooping from the weight of the leaves. they look like lightning smashed into them. And it's very strange to see that. Just all the leaves are frozen over. So you go from 6 days ago, temperatures in the 70s, to suddenly it's 20-some degrees. And it's very jolting, I have to say. So that's part of the buzz in the land. But it's not the only thing that people are buzzing about. A couple of things. Lots of specials that are being done on Nelson Mandela and his life. There's going to be a tribute to Nelson Mandela in Johannesburg in the stadium there. All of our former presidents, I think, are going. At least they're hitching a ride on Air Force One and going down with the Obamas. And there's going to be some other world leaders that are going to be there, over 50-some. That's not a shock when you think of Mandela traveling around the world back when he was healthy and the whole message of peace and getting along with other people. And after having been imprisoned and he fought against apartheid for so long and then ultimately became the president of South Africa, the first black president of South Africa, and he really navigated what he did afterwards by embracing a lot of other cultures and trying to take that abroad and show that to some people. And he absolutely was an iconic personality because of, I think, the message of forgiveness, which is so incredible and something that very few people could muster up, having gone through what he went through in his entire lifetime, from his younger years to missing out on kids and whatnot because of protesting and trying to create the movement and keep the movement alive to end apartheid. And he had great success in South Africa with that at a really, really scary time in their history. But then he took it a step further by not prosecuting. There, it was actually kind of controversial not prosecuting some of the people that were involved in those crimes, but having them confess what they did in these commissions that he held, you know, in all these towns and whatnot. Meanwhile, in Washington, there is a delegation that will also be going on Tuesday, before Tuesday, to that ceremony for Mandela, who died last week at the age of 95. But the ones that are left are going to be talking about the budget. Is there going to be a budget deal, and will the white flag go up or not? Because the 13th is really the last day to make that happen. Otherwise, by the time you do the vacations, you kick back into Washington, there's not much time left. We could be looking at another shutdown if there is no agreement. So will there be a slash to reduce the debt, which is now $17.3 trillion and keeps going up, up, up? Are they going to seal a deal on the Hill? I bet that deal wouldn't probably reduce most of the debt, so is that going to be a good thing? I mean, it's ridiculous. Republicans and Democrats are, I think, just abandoning ship, and they're looking for shelter to come up with some kind of a deal so they can get out of there and not worry about it come January. Hang with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Tonight, we could all use a laugh. In one of our weekly re-racks from the show, Mark Yaffe joins us, and he's a pretty funny guy. He's got an interesting background, and he riffs on a couple of things, including Christmas. So a little bit of laughter from comedian Mark Yaffe coming up in our next segment on America Tonight. So this week, there's going to be conversation about the budget and can they get the budget done. Just try to fling something together, throw it against the wall. Personally, that's what I think it's going to end up being. It's going to be nothing that's going to really take a chunk out of the trillions that were in debt, 17 and counting. So I don't think so. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan in Texas. How are you?
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
I had to put my headphones down. I've got a little short poem I'd like to do for you. It's for the Christmas season, and you can feel free to put it on your internet. And anybody that wants it can have a copy of it. I don't want anything for it. It's free to the world.
Let's hear it.
Okay. The Lord looked down and saw the need. So to save mankind, he sent a holy seed. An angel appeared in a bright white light, and to Mary, a virgin, made untouched by the man, he imparted to her God's holy plan. Mary, thou art blessed above all women, for you shall give birth to God's only Son, and he will grow and learn till it is time to show the world God's plan divine. And so it was, and so it came to be, that a virgin girl gave birth in the city of David to our Savior of both you and me. Blessed be the name of our Lord God. Blessed be the name of his Son, who came by way of a virgin to save us, everyone.
Oh, I like that. Well done.
Well, thank you, and you can share it with everyone out there, and God bless you, and Merry Christmas to you, my love. How did you like my little joke last time?
Oh, all your jokes are funny. I always steal all your jokes. Even if I have to rework them, you at least have the basis of a really good one. And most of the time, they're pretty good. I'm going to give you like an 80%, which is huge.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Kate. Coming from you, that's like the Rolls Royce of jokes.
I think your jokes are funny. You make me laugh, so that's
not
good.
Not to change the subject, but put that out on your internet, that little poem I just did for you.
I will.
Tell everybody that's a freebie and a Merry Christmas gift from me, the poet, to the rest of the world.
I love it. Thank you, Dan.
Bye-bye, sweetheart.
Bye-bye. All right, so a little bit Christmas a little bit early, right? Christmas, before we know it, will be here. It's, what is it already? We're looking at the 8th, 9th. How did we ever get through this year so quickly? I don't understand. We're going to have our year-enders. In other words, we'll look back at some of the top stories of 2013, and boy, there certainly were some very big game changers this year, some dramatic things that happened out of Washington that led to the president getting approval ratings in the 30s, and not just that, but also Congress continuing to get lower and lower approval ratings, too, as well. So what didn't happen out of D.C., what were the ripple effects of it, and what did happen? But besides D.C., other things that happened in our culture, things that were shocking, and what were some of the biggest debates that we had this year? What were the biggest, what I call the tug of wars? What were the tug of wars over? You know, it's always some of the same themes, guns, 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 and a lot of that was because of Newtown, Connecticut, and what had happened last summer in Aurora, Colorado, the summer before, right? Because of that and some other things, some school shootings that keeps the discussion going about, well, we need to take away automatic weapons, or is it really the guns, or is it the people, or what about the state laws versus what some of the pushes? So that was certainly one of the huge discussions was guns, but healthcare. I mean, the number one discussion in this country, bar none, especially the last 4 months, has been healthcare, healthcare, healthcare. I mean, when you walk into a room and you're talking to people, and one of the very first things they lead with is, so what do you think of Obamacare? How many times have I had people say that to me? I can't tell you. You know that old saying about, if I had a nickel for every time somebody said that, I'd be a very wealthy woman. Well, that's true. I would be, because that's just how much that was part of what we were talking about in the United States was healthcare. And how much were you paying, and what did it mean to you, and what about your doctor, and what about your employer, and what if you were an entrepreneur, what did that mean, and what about the health exchanges, and all of that, what that entails. That absolutely was the number one discussion. But there were other things that cut through the culture for sure over 2013. It was a really wild year. And what were some of the popular things that we watched besides Duck Dynasty? And what is there a move toward in this country? Very, very interesting. And what does it mean for 2014? So we'll even look ahead, too, as we swing into the new year, as to what some of the resolutions should be going into 2014 and technology, looking at what technology has done and what are the big changes in technology, what are the things that really worked, and what are the things that didn't work as far as technology is concerned. I'll tell you, we talked a lot this past year about the Middle East and Iran and Afghanistan and the withdrawal in Afghanistan and Iraq. Iraq has exploded again, unfortunately, in a bad direction. They're having lots of problems with bombs in marketplaces and the religious factions, which was part of the fabric of the problem there in the first place, is back again with the Shia and the Sunnis, and throw in the Kurds, mix that in, and it's what it was before. Hopefully it doesn't ratchet up to that level. We right now have our Defense Secretary, Chuck Hagel, who's in Pakistan meeting with the Prime Minister, and he wants to have what he's calling a productive conversation about ways to come up with, to address some of the common threats and to promote stability for Afghanistan. Because our relationship with Pakistan has been up and down and, you know, everywhere in between, mostly with the drone thing, the military ops, all along that border, even though supposedly there have been, there's been some improvement, it still is a situation that's kind of fluid, I would say. The last Pentagon chief that went to Pakistan, you have to go back to 2010, and of course that would be Robert Gates. So he flew to Pakistan from Afghanistan, where he was there visiting troops, but did not meet with the president, Hamid Karzai, because he's refusing to sign that crazy security agreement before the year's end that everybody else agreed to, which leaves us in limbo. What does that mean if he doesn't sign that? Give me your money, give me everything else that you can imagine, but I'm not going to sign this agreement, even though we have all of the tribes agreeing to it, 2,500 tribal leaders agreeing to it, and it puts the United States in a very awkward situation because the U.S. is completely out of this. That means everybody else is completely out. Anybody involved in NATO will not touch Afghanistan, and then what kind of a withdrawal are we going to have from that country? Because there's no way anybody will stick around if there's not an agreement in place. There is absolutely no way. So if the drone strikes have put a kibosh on the relationship with Afghanistan, if that's what Karzai's claiming because of some collateral damage with civilians being killed, then we're out of it and completely out of it. So what does that mean for the Middle East? You know, you look at the jigsaw puzzle that it is, and what does that mean for the troops? It means we get out of Dodge ASAP because there's no deal in place. It may happen sooner rather than later. You might think that's a good thing. All of the years talking about what are we doing, how much are we investing into Afghanistan, and it might not matter in the end. Hang with us.
Okay, here it is. Life Change Tees Commitment to Excellence. Once again, Ronnie McMullen here, challenging you to a better lifestyle and health. On my radio show, I challenge people to think and act on good mental health, and this, in turn, promotes great physical health. Life Change Tee is a head start product to help aid your health and bring you your best life. And Life Change Tee doesn't taste like tea. It tastes great. So now, here's your holiday bonus. Buy now a 1 month supply, and we'll give you 2 weeks for free. It's our holiday giveaway, and it's the best sell of the year. Lose weight and feel great this holiday season. So order now. Call 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Remember, we love our customers, and our customers love our tea. Getthetea.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You don't have my number, but we don't need each other now. We don't need the city, the creed or the culture.
Telling jokes, it's because I can never remember the punchline, and so by then you've fallen asleep. And I am so excited to welcome to America Tonight comedian Mark Yaffe, who has been on so many TV and radio programs. It would take this whole show to list all his appearances, and he's got a new CD out. It's called Chuckalicious. What a brilliant name that is. I hope he trademarked it. And we're going to kick it around with him, starting with that crazy mayor in Toronto. Mark, thanks for hanging with us in our own virtual purple room.
Oh, it's great to be here, man. I hope you guys are all having a great holiday season so far. I know we've got plenty of entertainment, especially coming from the north, with Rob Ford, or as I like to call it, Mayor Chris Farley reincarnated.
He is Chris Farley reincarnated, isn't he? What is it about watching this guy that we just cannot get enough of it, can we? What is it? He's like a walking train wreck.
Exactly, a lovable crackhead. Whoever thought, you know, it's sad yet hilarious. You know, he has so many elements to him because he does have honesty, but he's just a vulnerable guy. He you know, I was waiting for some incident at the Bills game, you know, because they were playing at the stadium, and I thought he was going to knock down a goalpost or something. But evidently, he was fairly well behaved. He didn't get arrested. I think he's also done more to get Americans interested in Canada than anyone else in the history of Canada.
Maybe it's a ploy.
Maybe it's just to get the tourists up there. You know, what's going to be the slogan? Come for the snow, stay for the blow. I don't know what he has.
Yeah, that sounds like a good bumper sticker, no doubt. And now he's going to do this show with his brother. I mean, they're talking about all kinds of shows.
There was a show, and then it got canceled. But I don't know. I think who knew that doing illegal drugs and being in office would get you a reality show? I'm just here to announce on your show to America that I will be shooting up heroin and running for mayor of Reno when we get off the phone.
It's perfect. Just get people to gamble on their futures, right? Why not?
Right. Well, I think his next move is going to be Mario Kardashian.
Oh, yeah. Which one's left? I think they're all underage, though.
Right. Well, Lamar and Chloe may be getting split up, so then she'll be looking for a new beau with substance abuse problems. I don't know. It's crazy. I just feel bad for his kids, really. That is sad. You know, I would just pull them out of school now. They're going to want to homeschool all the way through college.
Yeah, because that last name, boy, you say Ford in Toronto or in Canada or anywhere, it's not carte blanche. They're not thinking of the auto dealer. They're thinking of somebody else. They're thinking of that mayor.
Maybe it's branding. Maybe they're going to be, him and his brother Doug are going to become crack salesmen, and they're just going to be fighting off the slogan, visit your local Ford dealer.
I like it. Maybe they'll get paid to do that. Hey, you do a funny riff on your background. Tell everyone about your interesting background.
Where do I start? Well, a little bit of myself. I'm a native, but I'm not full-blood. I'm a mixed-blood native. I'm Mexican, Irish, Navajo. I'm a Mexaho, or as I'm known in racial surveys, other. And I grew up in L.A., not from the reservation. I never met my birth father, runs from responsibility. Navajo adopted by a Mexican mother and a Jewish father, so that basically that makes me a bargain hunter-gatherer.
Oh, that's attractive. I bet that attracted many of the ladies to you.
Oh, yeah, dollar store reservation, that's where I'm at. But the weird thing is, I was, you know, if you're not being raised traditional, people still, when they find out you're native, they still approach you and they ask the questions and they don't know how to separate, you know, where I'm from. And they're like, oh, Mark, oh, you're native. I bet your children have beautiful tribal names. I'm like, yeah, a little big mouth and grounded until summer.
Oh, that's brutal. They get a lot of attention in school.
Oh, yeah. But I've been, we actually homeschooled them for like 5 years, and the homeschool worked out great because one of them was student of the month every time.
But I'm bummed. That's a good one.
Yeah, they're both in college now. Two daughters in college. I'm old enough to be their dad, broke enough to be their roommate.
Yeah, how much does it cost to go? How much does it cost for these kids in college nowadays? What, $40,000,
$60,000? Well, the one daughter goes to St. Mary's College, $43,000 a year tuition.
Woo!
And she's a performing arts major. I'm like, can't you just go get a job as a sign spinner and dance around on the corner?
There you go. Oh, that's bad. Oh, that's going to add up. And you're going to have to take, how many loans are you going to have to take out by this time it's all said and done?
Right. They're both in student loan debt. I did fill out the financial forms for this upcoming semester. I found out I make enough money to pay for a semester of parking. That was very exciting.
Especially there. Absolutely. You know, you've been doing this for 15 years. You've been at clubs, colleges, casinos, corporate events, all over the place. And you've also written for George Carlin's Laugh.com. Hands down, the best audience ever that you performed in front of, that they just ate up everything you served up.
Wow, that's such a... On-the-spot question. There have been like three or four. I think doing some shows for the troops over in Iraq was my favorite. You know, we did a show in the Al Anbar province, I believe it was, in a tool shed. We did a show at 8 in the morning for the troops in the mess hall, which is, your clock's already messed up, you don't know where you're at, you know, they're just flying you around the country. And then they say, well, it's too bad everyone couldn't be here. Well, I was like, well, we understand there's a war going on and you can't all be here for breakfast. And they're like, oh, yeah, some of the mechanics are in the tool shop. I said, we should just go say hi. So they took us over there, and we're literally in a 12 by 14 tool shed in a motor pool garage. And just there was three of us, three comedians, and like 8 or 10 of the soldiers. And we just had the best time. I just sat up on the tool bench and we just told jokes. And then 2 days later, I got on the back of a flatbed up there at a Marine Ford operating base. And my hair was down past my shoulders. And I said, well, let's do something. A little morale builder. And we ended up getting a hold of a couple of clippers. And one of the comedians and one of the sergeants, I shaved my head while I was on the back of the flatbed doing the show, telling jokes. So.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
It was awesome. My head hurt for a little bit in the Iraq sun after. after that for the next few days, you know.
I bet.
It's a little hot out there, of course.
Yeah, and if you had to put a helmet on, imagine, that's probably tough.
Yeah, I've got a really big head. I have a very large head. At birth, I was like 11 pounds, 5 ounces. And it was like I had an 11-pound head on a 5-ounce body.
Hey, well, you know this week. We just got through Thanksgiving, and now we're headed to Christmas.
Yes. Well, we got to clarify, Thanksgiving, or some of my native relatives call it, when good deeds go bad day. I did a traditional Thanksgiving, though. I watched football, ate turkey, and last year the Redskins actually beat the Cowboys, and we all know that hasn't happened much in the last 200 years.
No, that's true. Reason to celebrate when that happens, huh? No question about it.
Yeah.
What do you think about Santa Claus?
What do I think about Santa? Oh, I love Santa. You love the traditions. You know, it's like people need, we need a little bit of escape from reality. It can't all be about the Kardashians and the Rob Fords. I think the Black Friday is getting a little bit disturbing. People are so out of hand now. Next year they're changing it to a Black and Blue Friday.
Yeah. Who came up with that idea? That had to be somebody in the retail business.
Oh my goodness. Well, now they start at 8. Really, you're 8 in the evening, you're not even done having dessert with your family, and you're out there at Walmart fighting over a DVD player for half off.
Yeah, I have a theory.
Yes.
I have a theory about that. The theory is, if I don't want to do the dishes and clean up, then I'd risk take my chances with the thugs at Walmart or Target or wherever I go.
It's either clean up or get beat up. It's those are some good options, but you don't have a good time, Kate.
Exactly. Ooh, eeny, meeny, miny, moe. This is really, really tough. I can't decide what to do. In your house, do you put up a big Christmas tree and decorations and all that kind of stuff?
You know what? My daughter's mom and I got divorced a couple of years back, so we usually take turns. We go to my grandparents, and then we do the tree and all the lights and stuff there. You know what? I think it's good. You got to keep the family traditions alive. You know, buying stuff for relatives you don't like, for the things they don't need, and prices you can't afford. That's what America's all about.
No kidding. So the CD I mentioned at the top, Chuckalicious, tell us about that. Did you just, you started writing, you saw the stuff that you've performed. It probably took you a long time to weed out everything,
yeah,
right, to decide what to put on it.
I tell people it's a combination of hundreds of shows, thousands of miles on the road, dozens of notebooks. And which proves really just one thing, that I'm really bad procrastinator. Put this all together and top 4 time management skills. But it's been a lot of fun. And I did the taping in Morgan Hill, California. We had a great theater audience. And it's one of those nights where you get one shot to get it right, and it just happened to click. And it's something that I'll look forward for a lot of people listening to.
You have a new nickname now, Mark One Shot Yaffe. It's great.
There you go. and just for your listeners, listening pleasure, it's on iTunes, Amazon, all that good stuff. And then the UproarComedyCD.com website also carries that.
All right, so check it up. It sounds like a great present. And this is Cyber Monday still, by my count. Mark Yaffe, thanks so much. It was a lot of fun kicking it around with you.
Oh, thank you so much. Happy holidays.
You too.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49.
Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Here on America Tonight. Boy, there are a lot of numbers to count, and sometimes they just don't add up, especially when we're talking about this week on the Hill and trying to come up with some kind of a budget deal. It would be, what, the first successful one we've had since 2011? The national debt is paralyzing, $17.3 trillion and rising. That's what it's at. So 2 years of constant crisis and band-aids and these agreements that really just get pushed up the hill and then roll backwards again. So we are never taking any steps forward. What happens this time around? Details of an agreement are kind of murky heading into the week. The negotiators, the House Budget Committee Chair Paul Ryan and Senate Budget Committee Chairwoman, which would be Patty Murray. So you get your Republican and your Democrat. They're behind closed doors. They chair a 29-member conference committee, and they've got to approve a plan to fund the federal agencies through 2014. And, of course, when did the year start? October 1st. Otherwise, we have another government shutdown when a temporary funding measure would expire in January. Everybody's back in town on Tuesday. They better take full advantage of it. If they don't, then quickly everybody leaves on Friday, and then it's back to business in January and very little time to come up with something, to put something in place. So what is that going to look like? Probably not very much as far as any kind of a dent in deficits that'll exceed $6 trillion over the next decade. But can we afford to have another shut down 16 days the last time was way too long. And every time we look at the economy, we keep hearing that part of that is because of the shutdown. I can't tell you how often I hear that comment. It's because of the shutdown. It's what happened with the shutdown. So we'll see. A handful of days, Tuesday back in business and Friday out of town again. And if not, then only a handful of days until the January 15th, we have no money thing would kick in again. Crazy to think of that, isn't it? It is. It's crazy to think of it. This was a wild story about the San Diego mayor. Remember that whole thing, Bob Filner? He's going to actually be sentenced on Monday. And what did he do? He kissed, he grabbed, he did all kinds of harassing things to women who suddenly came forward. It was what, like one thing after another for him. He cut a plea deal, and the plea deal calls for 3 months of home confinement, 3 years of probation, and mandatory mental health treatment. But fines, court fees, restitution, all of that will be heaped on Monday for this former mayor of San Diego, who was a longtime politician in that area and was friendly with a lot of people on the Hill because he was elected mayor in 2012 after he was in Congress for how many years? Try 20 years. But 19 women accusing him of offensive behavior during his entire time as mayor, which was a short time, and as a congressman, he couldn't fend off all those allegations and finally cop to a bunch of them, and now it's just a question of what they end up giving him on the fine side. But, wow, he's also going to have to give up his pension credit for his time in the mayor's office after March 6th, which was the date of the first offense that he was ultimately accused of. And it was just one of those wild, crazy stories that, unless you knew what was happening there, kind of come out of the blue. And as I said, 20 years he served in Congress before he got that job as the, was elected to that job as mayor of San Diego. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Moving along to something else that contains some pretty big numbers, and it has to do with the power outages and the travel nightmares and the headaches, frankly, of so many people who are now bearing the brunt of being at the wrong place the wrong time when it comes to snow and sleet and all that could possibly go wrong thanks to Mother Nature. But this frigid winter storm system really stuck it to Texas for sure, is on the East Coast now and in the Midwest as well. So highways are blocked up in Philadelphia in some areas, Washington, New York, Boston. On Monday, temperatures will get into the 40s. That should help with that accumulation and would probably melt all the stuff that's on the ground there. But in other places like the Central Rockies, parts of the Midwest, if you have temperatures that only reach about 10 degrees, you're not going to see any melting there. And in Texas, where there was the odd ice storm, you're going to have temperatures in the 30s, but then it drops back down to freezing again. So the problem is it melts a little bit, but then it freezes back up again. So it doesn't do enough. It chips away a little of it, but not enough for some of those hard-hit areas where they're still trying to scrape some of that ice off. So the storm has taken its toll on travel. There have been hundreds of car crashes, cancellations of hundreds of departures at various airports, especially the Dallas-Fort Worth airport in Farmersburg, Indiana. They had 10 inches of snow. Temperatures were in the single digits. And they said it was pretty early for them to get that kind of weather. So people are dealing with it from, you know, Memphis, Tennessee, up north and to the south as well. And then you add in the wind chill, and it is pretty cold for a lot of people. If you don't have your winter stuff up now, better go and get it, because it doesn't look like it's going to get better anytime soon. I mean, this is just the start of winter weather for a lot of places that normally get it. You know, there are those pockets of the country that don't get any winter weather, and so perhaps
they don't have to worry about it, but there's so many people that do. The storm is just an absolute mess when it comes to probably the commute on Monday for so many others. The Kennedy Center honors were not stopped because of the weather. And the people that were honored this time around, one of them was Billy Joel, and he certainly wasn't the only one. Billy Joel, Carlos Santana, Herbie Hancock, Martina Arroyo, Shirley MacLaine, they all got Kennedy Center honors. All of them were music. They were playing music or dancing or singing since they were kids. And how about that? The Piano Man became one of the world's best-selling artists of all time. If you go back to the 80s and some of the big hits that he had, and the reason he was honored was, they say, for influencing American culture through the arts. In fact, that was for all of the people that got the Kennedy honor. So how about that? I don't know how many now, if we went back and looked in history, how many people have received that, but it's a pretty big deal when you're, especially when you're in the arts area. That's part of the reason why that was started. Moving along to another, on one of our final week in counts, because it is all about the numbers, as I am fond of saying. One of the things that has really saddened a lot of people who are big in conserving and trying to help the whales, they've now found more dead whales that have been stranded in Florida. Overall, now they say 11 are part of a pod that were stuck in the Everglades. They say they're dead. So the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, they say the wildlife workers spotted the dead whales over the weekend at a place called Snipe Point, and the total amount of whales that have died is up to 22. There was a pod of 51 what they call short-finned pilot whales, and they were spotted by a fishing guide last Tuesday in the shallow water in the remote part of the Everglades, and they got, unfortunately this happens, they got stranded, and they're trying to determine whether there was disease or something else that could have been part of the reason why they went into the Everglades or why they were stuck, but pretty sad. 22 all together. Wow. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.